Mayor Jason Byinski joins us, usually on Wednesdays, but on Thursday today. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk about, first of all, this first chance we've gotten to talk to you. You've been on our radio station, though, talking about the idea of a super park. This is a concept that looks like it's something that you're really behind and enthusiastic about.
Well, Scott, the city council hasn't discussed the super park idea. It kind of slipped out in budget talks here a few weeks ago, if you could say so. The word was out that it was something that we were taking a look at. Over the years, we've had a decline in play at Municipal Golf Course and a definite decline in revenue, I think anywhere from $100,000 to $300,000 over the past few years. Now that A&M has opened up a new facility, Wallace Phillips has purchased Briarcrest Country Club and made that open to the public. We've got two, in my opinion, equivalent to nicer facilities to compete with in Bryan-College Station. So over the years, I've had so many people approach me from Coach Pena with Pee Wee football to Silas Garrett and Little League baseball, that we need more parks, more kids are playing soccer. We need soccer fields. We need artificial surface playing fields. College Station's done a wonderful job with their tournament play and what they attract to their community. Franklin, the city of Franklin, Mumford have very nice athletic facilities. And so I think it's only fair that Bryan have nice facilities for our residents also and our children. There's not many opportunities without buying new parkland outside of the city limits or, further out, further north, further east and further west to expand to a super tight park. The voters did vote a few years ago to keep that location as a park and to not sell it off. So whether it's a municipal golf course, whether it's a super park with all the ball fields, that's something the city council will look at and something that we'll probably be discussing with the Parks and Recreation Board and discussing with the citizenry on what they would like to see there. If it's to be maintained as a golf course, then there are some improvements and repairs that we need to make to that facility, anywhere from probably $2 to $5 million. So I would say to the golfers that those fees will increase as the improvements are made to the course. I think a lot of people have complained that A&M went up on their fees because of the improvements made over the past year. Well, those improvements would and could cost the greens fees to increase to where they're at now. We have been in discussion with Mr. Phillips and the Phillips Recreation Center about working out some type of deal with him and accommodating the golfers if a super park is proposed there. Right now, this is kind of in its infancy, but I think it would be a really wonderful opportunity for the citizens of Bryan to have a 150-acre super park, athletic complex, walking trails. We have two skate parks that the city council approved about a month ago. One of those skate parks can be located there. We've got Williamson Park that's there. So there's a lot of opportunities for redevelopment of the South College Corridor and the Villa Maria Corridor that connects the east and west parts of Bryan.
Sure. Jason Byinski joining us this morning. It currently carries the name of Travis Bryan. As one member of council, what are your thoughts about that? Would that continue?
I would have no problem continuing that name to the athletic complex, the super park, whatever it's called, out of respect to the Bryan family.
Let's talk about the council meeting. There was going to be, you had on the agenda the single-member district. You ended up removing that.
The group, the PAC, removed that. It wasn't removed by the city council. They had asked us to put that on the agenda so they can come and present before the council, as did the other petitioners in previous months. They were given the right to come before. I didn't necessarily agree with what they were doing, but we did allow them to present to the city council and give them the opportunity to speak their piece about it. So it would not have been fair to allow the second group of petitioners to give them the same opportunities to come before the council. Right before the council, I was contacted, and they'd asked to pull the petition that they wanted to continue seeking their signatures to put it on the ballot. But again, all the council did was give them the opportunity to come before the city and give information about what they were petitioning.
Sure. And I would ask citizens of Bryan to pay attention to this because you don't want to get confused. There are two different charter amendments that they are discussing. Understand what you're being asked to sign. If you're asked to sign a petition, understand. You should always understand what it is that you're voting on if it happens to be placed on the ballot. The Bryan School Board, I believe, will next week come up with their final formative plan as far as a bond issue is concerned. What do you know and what can you tell us personally as how you feel about that bond proposal?
Scott, as mentioned before, I've got all I can handle dealing with the City of Bryan and everything City of Bryan these days with everything on our plate. I haven't had a formal conversation with our school superintendent or school board members about their bond referendum. I've only seen what was in the local media about it and would like to be educated on it myself. But anything that is good for BISD, I would support. You know, I know there's pros and cons, and when they start redoing classrooms and improving buildings and building new schools, I think if that would be good for BISD, then I would support it. As an above-average taxpayer in the City of Bryan and College Station, I'm always concerned about what that's going to cost me as a citizen, as a taxpayer. So I'm always cognizant of are they utilizing their funds efficiently, and these funds best served for those improvements. So that's something that we will look at collectively as BISD voters in our community to see if that's if it's a benefit to the school district. And I think the school board and our school superintendent are doing a good job. And if they think this is important for their future development and growth and improvement to the school district, then it would be something I would consider supporting.
Okay. But I'm correct that your children do not attend BISD schools?
That's correct.
And your choice for that?
We attend St. Joseph Catholic Church and have been life members there for about four or five generations. And my father was the school principal there. I attended it part of my career before I went to Bryan High. And my kids have elected to attend St. Joseph School for our religious education.
Let's talk about the development in downtown. This is, again, the latest that has happened downtown. It's pretty interesting, pretty exciting kind of a concept. That you see as being able to be kind of a centerpiece aside from the Queen Theater, which has normally been the first thing that people thought of in downtown Bryan.
Well, the Queen Theater's definitely making headways to getting complete. They're hoping this year they'll have it opened up to the public. A lot of wonderful things going on with the Queen. The LaSalle has always been another focal point on the south end of downtown. Now we move over to the north end of downtown with the Ice House. In my opinion, definitely in the top two or three great buildings and historic buildings in all of downtown Bryan. So we're excited about the future renovation of that building. It's going to take a lot of work. It's been neglected for many years. The people that we're working with will keep the character of the building intact and turn it into restaurant, retail type facilities. There's a lot of activity right now going on in the north end of downtown with the private sector investors, a lot of properties that have changed ownership and have being currently redeveloped. So I'm hoping in the next 12 to 18 months, you'll see a significant impact and difference in that north end, which will be a catalyst for developing the rest of the north end of downtown Bryan.
I don't know. This is a big issue, and I don't know exactly how we start talking about it, but I had the development people in about 2 weeks ago discussing where single-family dwellings are being taken down and multifamily-type units are being put up, four-bedroom, four-bath, that sort of situation. Now, a lot of them exist over near Lynn Drive. People know that's near Pepe Taco, and there's high density there. My concern is, how do you look at it from a planning and development when Center Bryan, areas where middle-class single-family homes exist, that they're being taken down and you're having four and fours being put there? As the mayor, as a person who's in development and real estate, how do you look at that as a controlled growth to make sure you don't have the same problem that College Station is confronting right now?
Well, we are looking at updating our comprehensive plan here in the next few years, so I think that's something that can definitely be addressed. As a city evolves and a city changes, the plans must be updated and amended to adapt to that growth. when you have over 50,000 students just a few miles away at Texas University, a junior college campus that's probably approaching 14 to 15,000 in attendance this fall, with the possibilities of expanding another campus, maybe in Bryan or possibly down the street in College Station. We do deal with the college students, and that is a major focal point of our of two communities in Bryan and College Station. Anything that's close to campus, close to Texas University, has the potential of being redeveloped. I mean, you're seeing a lot of that on the George Bush Drive corridor and up and down Walton Drive and those areas. I would say that some of the property closest to campus that's probably more affordable is in Bryan. Some of the prices in College Station have really gone through the roof. A lot of them have become game day housing, and a lot of folks are using it for second homes. But you're now
starting
to...
Let me interrupt you for a second, though. Aspen Street, right along Nagel, right there at the boundary, that's one thing. I mean, that is adjacent to A&M. I'm talking about developments that are taking place in core Bryan, in residential areas where you have nothing but single-family dwellings that are probably less than 30 years old that are being knocked down and you're having four and fours put in. Is that something that is an area of concern as far as you're concerned?
Well, those areas you mentioned around Pepe Taco and off of South College, you've got quite a few that are looking at locating there. You've got some that are on South College in general and right there around the Murphy's Law, one of the bars that's in that area, their farm patch that's also being redeveloped. That's something we're going to have to look at and maybe address in our comprehensive plan. I don't think we're overrun like College Station's dealing with. You've got a few homes, a few people that are seeing it as an opportunity that it's not that far from campus, that's affordable, and they're buying less expensive homes and putting more expensive homes on there. Whether they become student areas, that's something we'll have to look at. We do have the residential conservation district that's in place for the citizens of Bryan. So if an area, a neighborhood, would like to put that in place, then they could pass with 66% of the residents of that area, no more than two unrelated aspect to that area, to that neighborhood or to that homeowners association. So depending on in those older neighborhoods, they can join forces in a couple of streets if they like and look at passing this residential conservation district if that becomes a problem with four bedroom, four bath type properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't really want to get into the blend thing a lot other than to ask, is there, to your knowledge, any substantive discussions of areas in Bryan other than the one that we talked about that's adjacent to Rudder?
Yes.
Can you kind of give me an idea of how many you might have or where they generally could be located?
That's a great question for Blinn. I know they are still considering the Harrison track on the east side off Old Reliance. They are looking at other tracks in both Bryan and College Station and have discussed with us other tracks in Bryan, one being the municipal golf course. So I'll throw that one out there. That's not being considered. I know it would be a great place for a college campus, but the voters did decide to keep that a park, and the city council will honor those wishes and keep that a park until otherwise changed by the citizenry and voters of Bryan. They've looked on the west side, closer to the biomedical corridors, a possibility. I think there's possibly some locations up and down 2018 that could also be a possibility. So when you see vacant 50 to 150 acres of land in the Bryan city limits proper, any of those sites could be considered. I know they would like to be as close to their existing campus as possible. I know they would like to be as close to the Texas A&M University campus as possible. So all those factors will be taken into consideration, and not speaking on behalf of Blinn, but I know Blinn would love for someone to donate the property. I know that's a big selling point with the Harrison track on the east side with the potential gift of 50 acres for their campus. So I'm sure if there's some landowners in the listening audience that would like to donate 50 to 100 acres of land to Blinn College,
Name a building after you.
I'm sure Sylvia McMullen would love to visit with you, and Douglas Bohart on the board of directors would love to visit with you. But, that's all the different factors that they'll have to look at. But do know that they are looking at other areas besides that Harrison track in Bryan, and nothing that's definite at this point that I'm aware of.
Am I correct that Bryan did help as far as bonds were concerned for the current campus.
Yes, sir.
Would they do that again?
It is something we would consider, Scott. Yes.
Okay.
Again, we haven't really discussed it as a council. We've had just brief conversations about it. I will say that our entire seven council members are very supportive when it comes to Blinn College. We actually have a Councilmember Pena, that actually attends Blinn College. You have a mayor that attended Blinn College. You've got other council members that attended Blinn College. So we're very supportive of Blinn, as we've always say, Blinn is Brian and Blinn is family. And so we will do what we can to ensure their success, and we would love to see them expand into a new campus, maybe on the fringe of development in Bryan, not necessarily in the middle of a subdivision. So it's something we would be considered and willing to work with them on. If financing those bonds to help pay for their construction is a benefit to them, it's something we would consider looking at. We'd have to look at our bonding capacity, and I think how that came about, they've got other improvements to the Brenham campus that they were wanting to make, and City of Bryan does borrow and get better deals than most other entities in what I'm hearing, including Blinn College. But that's something we would look at. I'm not sure that that's something Blinn would want, but I think if it's advantageous to the City of Bryan and to Blinn College, it would be something we would look at.
Okay. Anything on your radar screen this morning?
Oh, Scott, just tell everybody to stay cool this summer.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks for the time this morning, Jason.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, that's Jason Bansky, the mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayor is usually on Wednesdays. He was kind enough to come in today.